Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is great and greatly to be praised. Welcome one more time to New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. Praise the Lord. To this week, all this week, our topic has been the Acts of Apostles. Amen. We have some dynamic speakers. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, ooh-wee, it's been good. We found our text this week is found in the book of Acts. Beginning from the first chapter all the way to the end of Acts. Amen and amen. I am Evangelist Priscilla Williams, and I'm standing in momentarily, for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is our founder and host for this broadcast. Amen and amen. We're going to the real quick to the book of Psalms, 116 division, 116. Sometimes you know if you don't say it, pronounce it by number, it sounds like you're saying 115. But we're going to the book of Psalms, 116 division. And beginning around the 12th verse, amen and amen. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Now, not tomorrow, or maybe some other time, but right now, in the presence of all his people, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Now, again, now, not later on, maybe I'll think about it, but right now, in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. One more time, we thank each and every one of you for joining us again in fellowship with New Destiny Ministry. Amen. All of you in the archives, in the chat room, on the broadcast line, bless you. And we want to remind you of our weekly announcement. Monday through Friday, New Destiny Ministry comes to you Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And we also want you to join us now on Saturday. Yes, that's right. We still have our broadcast line open for you every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard. And this is none other than Minister Billy Burns. Amen. Minister Billy Burns will be coming to you at 5 a.m. every Saturday morning. And her subject is They Overcame. That is her segment, They Overcame. And if you want to know what it's all about, what about the overcoming and why did they overcame, tune in with her every Saturday morning at 5, and you'll find out the conclusion of the matter. Amen. And then don't forget on Sunday morning, we always have this line open. Never know, somebody may be in need of God. So join Evangelist Adrian Bernard as she comes with open prayer every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. every Sunday morning with Evangelist Bernard. Amen. In prayer. Now, at this time, with no other delay, we're going to go right into introduce to you the song and those who don't know, Evangelist Adrian Bernard at this time. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Amen. Truly, we thank God for Evangelist Lucilla Williams opening for us on today. I tell you, I don't know about you all. Some of you all are at work. I see Sister Millie. God bless you, Sister Millie. Hallelujah. We've been in a conference this week, and we had to scurry on out of the conference, and we truly didn't want to leave. But, you know, when you don't have anybody to stand in the gap and you don't have anybody to really assist you in your absence, then, you know, you all know I don't cancel no shows. That's not something we do. So we had to leave out the presence of the Lord to come and go into another presence, another atmosphere. But I tell you, we heard a mighty word today from prophetess Dorothy Burgess of Oakland, California. And I tell you, that woman, the Lord used her in a mighty way today. So I'm here to tell you, she talked about those mountains that's in your life. If you have any mountains, she talked about the mountains of discouragement, the mountains of jealousy, the mountains of envy, the mountains of low self-esteem, the mountains of unbelief, the mountains of afflictions. Hallelujah. If you're experiencing any of these mountains, the Bible says that Jesus said he was going to make the pathway plain. He was going to bring the mountains down in the light. Oh, I don't know about you, but I left out still feeling the presence of the Lord, still experiencing his glory. Hallelujah. And I just thank Evangelist Priscilla. We were here in this conference. And those of you that still want a touch from the Lord, if you're in the Stockton area or the surrounding areas, come out to this mighty conference, the Prayer, Faith, and Miracles Conference. And Dr. Kenneth E. Burpa is the host for this conference, and it is the last night. It's tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., and the address is 2281 East Main Street in Stockton, California. If you need any directions or some further information, call me. You have my number. Amen. But we like to tell our listeners and our audience today, our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that's 858-683-1334. Tell somebody about this radio broadcast. We're going to be on this line, and I don't know how long it's going to take us to go through this book of Acts. But you know what? When the Lord gives you an assignment, it's not something that's always pleasant for this flesh. Because this fleshly man don't want to obey the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. But you know what? I've had so many whippings in my lifetime, Sister Millie. So now, at this age, I have to be obedient. I have to do what God has called me to do. And I have to speak what he has put in my mouth to speak. So we're getting through this book of Acts. We're not going to do any recap. Today we're going to do a little bit of recapping, and we're going to move right on. We're in the fourth chapter, and we started this, hallelujah, we started talking about the Acts of the Apostles on Monday after coming out of 2-week session of dealing with the benefits of fasting and prayer. And I know many of you that come on the radio broadcast with us, some of you are on this 21-day fast, and Sunday is our last day. But I'm going to go a little bit further. Your needs might not be as great as mine. Now, hallelujah, I have some great needs. I have some great expectations. So I have to go a little bit further, Sister Millie. Hallelujah. Now, those of you that want to go a little bit further and you feel you can go a little bit further, go right on. Because I tell you, you cannot make a sacrifice. You cannot deny this flesh, and God don't bring you any blessings. God don't add favor in your life. God don't turn some situations around for you. Hallelujah. When you make sacrifices in the name of the Lord, God is obligated to stand on his promise. He's told us in his word, if you do dust and dust, he said, if you draw nigh unto me, Sister Millie, he said, I'll draw nigh unto you. If you call on me, if you seek me early while I can be found, you will find me, says the Lord. So there's many promises that God has made to us. And one of those promises was in the first chapter of Acts when he told his disciples, he said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And just recapping a little bit, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the other parts of the earth. Then he went on into chapter 2, and we all know the story how they were in the upper room because Jesus told them to tarry. He didn't say get down on your knees and say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all night long. No, he told them to tarry. And what does tarry mean? Tarry means to wait. He told them to wait upon the Comforter. He said, I'm going to send you a Comforter. Hallelujah. We know what they did in the upper room. Jesus, the mother of Mary, was also in the upper room with the disciples. They were waiting on that Comforter. Higher than their shut up. Then he went a little bit further. Yeah, and he told Peter, this was not Jesus, but Peter began to preach. And he told him, he said, repent in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But listen to this. In verse 39, Jesus didn't just tell them that they were going to receive it, but look at the promise, people of God. In verse 39, he said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I didn't know when I came into this thing almost 30 years ago, I didn't know that I would have grandchildren. When I came in, I was a young woman. I was just turning 30 years old. Hallelujah. And God gave me an opportunity. And I'm just being led. I don't know who's out in radio land, who's on the archives, who's going to go back and listen a little bit later, and who's listening live right now. But I tell you, when the Lord brought me out of the streets of New Orleans, I was a wreck just like many of you, undone, didn't know what I was going to go through. Hallelujah, but I came out of the streets, came out of crime. And some of us think because I haven't committed what you committed, I'm better than you. But let me tell you, people of God, sin is sin. There's no little sin and there's no big sin. S-I-N, sin, God is not pleased with it. So let me go on a little bit further. Hey, when I got there, I had an 11-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. I didn't know that. I knew one day that my daughter would be poor. I knew one day she would become a woman. Hey, hallelujah. But I couldn't see 30 years ago grandchildren. And now, hallelujah, last year, the Lord blessed me with a great-grandson. And then he blessed me with 2 years ago, because my first great-grandson is celebrating his second birthday on the 26th, which is tomorrow. He's having a birthday party in New Orleans. Then he blessed me with another great-grandson that just celebrated last week on the 19th, his first birthday. So I'm telling you, people of God, this scripture says the promise is unto you, Sister Corinthians. It's unto your newborn grandson. Yes. Hallelujah. And that Bible said, and to many as the Lord thy God shall call. Sister Millie, God is calling your husband, not you. God is calling your children. God is calling your grandchildren. Hallelujah. And if you have any grace, he's calling them too, because the promise is unto them. And then we went a little further on yesterday. We talked about Peter, how they went in the temple and how the lame man was at the temple, at the gate,
called beautiful, and how he stood out there begging for homes. Hallelujah. But Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto you. I don't have the silver and gold to give you, but I can tell you about a man named Jesus. I can tell you, if you believe on the name of Jesus, you can be healed. You will be healed. You shall be healed. Hallelujah. He said, silver and gold have we not, but such as we have, we give unto you. Peter and John told them to look on us. Hallelujah. God is telling somebody today to look on us. Look on Jesus and live. If you want to live, you can look on Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the 10 lepers. Hallelujah. How Jesus healed them. Hey, God. He healed them. But only one came back. Only one came back and said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the one that came back, he was made whole. The Bible don't tell us about the other nine, but I can guarantee you they had some complications because they wasn't thankful. Hallelujah. Jesus said, didn't I heal 10? Hallelujah. But only one returned and said, thank you. Sister Millie, don't get weary. As you on this 21-day fast, how is your petitions that you put before the Lord? Don't get weary when you don't see the results in 30 days. Don't get weary because you don't see the results in 12 months. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. Cry out for your children. Cry out for your grandchildren. Cry out for your husband. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You got to know that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. And what you think a night is. Hallelujah. He said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Hallelujah. Train them up. When they get old, God didn't tell us while they're young. You got those three girls, they're teenagers. Some of them are young. I let them go on and do their thing. But you just keep that blood on them. Keep on applying that blood. Keep on applying that oil on them. Keep on praying over them. Keep on prophesying over them. Keep on speaking life to them. Hallelujah. They got to come around. Oh, I bless you today. Sister Corinthian got a daughter. Hallelujah, that she had to pray for. She didn't give up on her. See, folks will make you want to give up on your children, but they ain't giving up on theirs. Don't give up on your children, Sister Millie. Don't even give up on your husband. Folks will tell you what not to do. Hallelujah, but when it comes to them, they're not going to listen to what you tell them not to do. Hey, God, I bless you on today. So we went on. Now we in chapter 4, and we're talking about Peter and John today, how they wanted to take them into custody. Hey, God, because the fame, see, you don't have to toot your own horn. You don't have to toot your own horn. All you got to do is be about God's business. God will exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't toot his horn. The miracles that he did. Hallelujah. The people knowing it abroad. And that's what they did with Peter and John. Hallelujah. As they began to heal the lame man, that it spread it about. And they said these people are preaching about Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's get into this word a little bit today. Chapter 4 says, let's go to chapter 4. And we're not going to read the whole entirety of this chapter, but we're going to skip through because God is trying to help somebody today. That's why he told me to go to the Acts of the Apostles, because nobody's preaching Jesus. They're preaching prosperity. They're preaching name and they're claiming. Hallelujah, preaching cars and houses and land, but nobody is preaching about the power, this dunamis power, this exousia power that God promised his disciples. The same promise he made to the apostles, he made it to us. We got a promise, and we got to stand on it. I don't care if the storms come. I don't care how the clouds look. I don't even care if the sun don't shine. You got to have Jesus. animated when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah, I know. See, you can talk about what God has done for you. Can't nobody tell it like you, Sister T. Can't nobody tell it like you, Sister Corinthians. Can't nobody tell it like you, Evangelist Lucilla. Hallelujah. Chapter 4 says, and as they spake unto the people, this is Peter and John, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people. See, there was greed in their spirit, and that's what we're dealing with, these spirits in the land today. People are grieved when you talk about Jesus. People are grieved when you tell them they got to live right. People are grieved when you tell them they can't do no any and every day. We can't live like cutthroats. Hallelujah. And they said being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold. They put them in hold in prison. For it was even time. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. Listen, many of them that heard the word, the Bible said in Acts chapter 4 and 4, many believed that heard the word. And the number of the men was about 5,000. Listen to me, people of God. The word of God said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. I don't care who don't want to hear. I don't care who say they don't want to hear. Preach it and teach it anyhow. Because God got somebody is going to be receptive. Somebody going to receive this word. Somebody going to believe the word. And guess what? They're not just going to be hearers of the word, but you got to be a doer. You got to live this thing, Sister Miller. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Theophilus and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, they were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, listen at them, they asked them, by what power or by what name have ye done this? We've done it by the power that has been vested in us. We have power, we have authority that has been invested in us by Jesus Christ. They're saying, what name have you done this in? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. See, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Say it unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole? What is he saying? Y'all examining us because we've done a good deed? We healed the lame man. We healed the impotent man. And now you all are angry with us? Hallelujah. But guess what? As he went a little bit further, he said, Peter said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you all. Peter said, we did it by the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Peter wasn't afraid. These apostles were bold, but these modern apostles, they weak. Some of them weak because they ain't been called. Some of them weak because they have elevated themselves. Hallelujah. But these apostles, Jesus called them. Jesus chose every one of them. But Matthias, he even chose Paul. And Paul said, I was one born out of two times, and I saw him last. Let's go further. And then Peter said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there, listen to this one. You got to grasp this one. If you don't grasp anyone, I'll say it today. Grasp this last one. I mean this one here. Chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other name, in any other, excuse me, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? No other name. Buddha can't save you. Hallelujah. Obama can't save you. Michelle Obama can't save you. Hallelujah. Oprah Winfrey can't save you. You don't know about ya. Steve Harvey can't save you. Yeah, you better put your trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, let me read this again. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name, Sister Millie, under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now let's go to 13. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, these Sanhedrin, this is the council, they're plotting against them because they don't want Jesus' name to be noised abroad. Hey, God, I bless you today. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned, listen at this, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant. They marveled, but let me tell you something, people of God. I don't care how people perceive you. They perceive them as being ignorant and unlearned. But let's go farther. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I don't care how ignorant and how unlearned you are. God can use you. Don't let nobody tell you because you don't have but a 10th grade education, God won't use you. Don't let nobody tell you because you don't have a PhD, a theology degree, you haven't been to seminary, that God won't use you. God will use anybody. Didn't he use an animal? He used an animal to speak to a man to save his life. He used a donkey. Ah, Yadonoboshata. He called Josiah at the age of 8 years old. Didn't he raise up Solomon? Hallelujah. And he said there won't be another like King Solomon. He said, because King Solomon, he said, ask me what you will. What do you want me to do for you, King Solomon? That's what the Bible is. That's what the Lord is asking us today. Make your petition while you're on this 21-day fast. Make your request known to God. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you're going through. Ask him for to make everything all right in your life. He told King Solomon, ah, you know the Messiah. He said, Solomon, what would you ask of me? Ask what you will and I'll give it to you. Because I'm God all by myself. I don't have to counsel with the Sanhedrin. I don't have to counsel with the Sadducees. I don't have to answer to nobody. I am the commander. I am the chief. Chief, everlasting officer. I saw that in your profile today, Evangelist Bucella. CEO. She said, the chief everlasting officer. God is our chief. He's our everlasting officer. He don't have to consult with nobody. He don't have to consult with your husband. Sister Millie, God will bless you. God will talk to you while your husband's asleep. God will tell you what to do while he's asleep. While your children are asleep, God will tell you what to do. Ah, hallelujah. Anoint their clothes. Anoint where they're at. That ain't no witchcraft. That's Bible. Take this oil, and guess what? Once you pray over it, it's been blessed. Blessed by the Lord. Blessed by the chief everlasting officer. Yeah, you better watch God today. But he asked Solomon. He told Solomon, ask me what you want. What do you want, Solomon? And you know what this humble man did? This humble man asked her. He said, Lord, just give me knowledge. Give me wisdom, Lord. Teach me how to come in and out before your people. I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to make the wrong mistake. I don't want to embarrass you, Lord. And the Lord was so pleased with Solomon. He said, Solomon, because you have humbled yourself, because you did not seek riches and glory and fame or name for yourself, you wasn't like Beyonce. You wasn't lip syncing. Hey, God, I bless you today. He said, now what I'm going to do for you, because you have honored me. He's saying you have been so respectful, and I'm just paraphrasing. He said you have touched my heart like no man since your father. Because your father, my testimony about your father was, David was a man after mine own heart. But he said, I'm going to do something greater for you, Solomon. Ha. Hallelujah. He said there won't be another king in the land, in the world, in the nation that'll be like you. Your name is going to be Lord abroad, because I'm going to give you wisdom, unspeakable wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom that you can't even dream of. Wisdom that you can't even think of. He said, and then I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build. I'm going to give you vineyards that you didn't plant, because you only asked me for wisdom. Hey, God, see, people of God, we closing out this week. But I tell you, we're coming back next week with the Acts of the Apostles. Sister Millie, you have to be encouraged today. Hallelujah. Don't put your eyes off of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get impatient. We get impatient. But that man that sat at the gate, God, that man was not impatient. He knew what was going on. Now, hallelujah. He saw when they came out the upper room. He seen the illumination. He seen the glory of God shining on these men. Hallelujah. And guess what? He got his healing. He was asking for some alms. But Jesus said, guess what? We know not what to pray for as we ought. He said, but the Holy Ghost make an intercession for us with moanings and groanings that we can't utter. See, we don't even know what to go before the Lord with. That's Bible. We don't even know how to petition God. Hallelujah. We asking for a house when we might need healing. We asking for some diamonds and pearls, hallelujah, when we might need our son released out of prison, Sister Peace. Hey, we asking for a wardrobe, brand new shoes, hallelujah, but think about a man that ain't got no feet, and ain't got no feet to put on shoes. And we asking God for this tangible stuff. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of the Lord is going to stand forever. Because guess what? We serve in a chief, everlasting officer. Hallelujah. He's the chief. He's the CEO. And you ain't got to worry about pulling him now. Came off name taken now. Jesus told them when they came to take Jesus, they came to kill him, they came to hang him on the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus told them, no man take my life. Hallelujah. He said, I lay it down. Jesus laid his life down. Do you know he could have commanded a million angels to come and rescue him? But he said, for this cause have I came. I came to be crucified. I came to be lied on. I came to be whipped with many stripes. Because had I not came, you wouldn't have a right, Sister T. You wouldn't have a right, Sister Corinthians. Lord, have mercy. I didn't ask the Lord to preach every day this week, but the Lord told me. I said, where do we go from here, God? Where do we go as I consulted with the Lord? See, some folks are saying, oh, this is her broadcast. No, no, no. I am just the vessel that God has as an overseer of this broadcast. This belongs to God. And I have to govern myself accordingly. When I'm wrong, I will apologize. But I'm not on this line to offend. I'm not on this line to embarrass. I'm not on this line to insult anyone. But I'm here to embarrass that devil. I'm here. folk. Ah, the devil, by preaching the word, by preaching what God said, by believing God and taking him at his word. Oh, God, I bless you today. He said, I want you to go to the book of Acts, Adrian. Uh-huh, you know God will call you by your first name. He made me. I'm not insulted because somebody will say Sister Adrian, Evangelist Adrian. God said, I know you by name. He said, I knew you when you was in your mother's womb. And I knew everything was going to occur in your life. Ain't nothing hidden from God. We're talking about the Acts of the Apostles, not the modern day apostles. I don't know you. Yeah. Then the Spirit said, Peter, I know, huh? And Jesus I know. But who are you? Jesus know who we are, people of God. Jesus know who we are, Sister T. Sister Millie, you be encouraged. Keep on seeking God. Don't be weary in well-doing. God is going to save your husband, and he's going to save your children. And I declare and I decree it to do. And I'm asking you right now, God, to touch Sister Millie right now. She embarked upon this 21-day fast. She started a little bit late. But, Lord, every petition and every request that she has put before you, Lord, if you be God, and I know you, God, because you have delivered me. You have set me free. Hey, hallelujah. You have provided for me. You have taken care of my children, taken care of my grandchildren. You have taken care of my son that's been in prison 14 years. You took care of my sister that's been in prison 20 years. You took care of my mother that's 76 years old, still walking, still healthy. I know the same God I'm serving, he's a God for you, Sister Millie, because he don't change. He's not like people. He don't love you today and then kick you to the curb tomorrow. Sister T, he said, I'll be with you until the end of the world. God said, I'll always be with you. We walk away from God. He don't walk away from us. We get tired of God, tired of serving him, tired of going through. But I'm reminded of the Bible. He said, he has suffer with me. It's going to rain with me. Hey, and if you want to receive a crown, you're going to have to bear some crosses. Oh, you're going to have to drink of this cup. I'm reminded of the woman that sons, she asked Jesus, say, I want you to grant to my sons a seat on your right and a seat on your left. And Jesus said, baby, do you know what you're asking? Do you understand what you just asked me? He said, can you be in his cup? How can you be whipped with many stripes? Can you be spit on? Can you be scorned? Can you be put a crown on your head? Can you walk through the streets with the cross, bearing your cross? Can you do that? If you can do that, then I'll have to ask my father. Jesus said, I have to consult my father. Jesus said, I don't even have the power to grant that. I have a God. Jesus said, do you is our mediator between man and God? Jesus, God gave Jesus, we just read in verse 12, that there's no other name in heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Do you know Jesus have to answer to somebody? He answered to the God that made him. God created him. But he said he came in the likeness of sinful flesh. But he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I see they're on the same page. Hey, ain't no jealousy there. Because God is the creator. And you got to realize that God said, no man has seen me at any time. But you better know that Christ was with God in the beginning. He was Christ. The anointed one was with God in the beginning. Now you say, well, don't confuse me, Sister Adrian. Well, I won't confuse you because I'm going to bring you back. Christ was with God, not Jesus. Christ was with God. Remember, Jesus was born of a virgin. And he said, that holy thing that's in you, Mary, gonna be called, I want you to name him Jesus. That's a revelation for some of y'all. Christ, the anointed one, was with God in the beginning. It wasn't Jesus, it was Christ. Jesus hadn't been born yet. Ah, but Jesus appeared to Mary and said, Mary, highly favored of God. I've chosen you to bear my son. Jesus was born of a natural woman. He went through the process like our mothers went through the process to birth us. Didn't he? Wasn't he born of a virgin? He had no beginning. Mother Mary was his natural mother. Hallelujah. But God is his mother and his father. God was the one that created. God was the one that laid that egg. Oh, Jesus. God, Mary didn't have no intercourse. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost overpowered Mary. And she was pregnant with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Christ was with God in the beginning. Not Jesus, don't miss. I have to come back another day because I know some of y'all are confused. But do your study. Go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hallelujah. And read about, to go, matter of fact, go back to the beginning. Go back to where it all started in Genesis. Hallelujah. Eve was the only other person that we know, and Adam, that weren't born naturally. Am I correct? Who else was it? Well, I know the scripture said Melchizedek was a high priest, and it said he didn't have a mother or father. Nobody even knew where his beginning was. But Adam was formed out the dust of the earth. And then he put Adam to sleep, and then he took a rib, and then he created woman. Then the other only testimony we have is about Jesus. Hallelujah. Born of a virgin. Who ever heard of something like that? So these were the only three, two females and a male, that wasn't born the natural way. Ah, that's a revelation.
Wow.
Yes. Now, Evangelist Lucilla, you've been with me since early this morning. Did I prepare this? I didn't know where we was going with this. I didn't even know what the Lord, what his intended purpose is for me to talk about the book of Acts. He said, talk about the Acts of the Apostles, Sister Millie. I think I see Minister Tillman on the line to pick. Woo! I did not have none of this. I don't have no notes, do I? Sister Lucille is right here in the bedroom with me, and we at the computer. She's been with me since 9:45 this morning. We just came out of high, power anointed service, of prayer, faith, and miracles conference, and I had to rush because this is my assignment. I don't let nothing hinder me and keep me from my assignment. If I have an emergency, I call Evangelist Joshua to see if he's available, and now Evangelist Lucilla. I don't have no hidden agendas. I'm not here working up a sweat because I ain't got nothing better to do, but this is an assignment. I take the assignment that God has given me seriously. My mother don't understand because she don't have the Holy Ghost. She don't have, God has not given her the assignment that he's given me. And sometimes she says, Adrian, you need to be doing this. Adrian, you need to be doing it. Well, at the 1 o'clock hour, you know where I'm at? I'm at this computer, and I'm ready for Blog Talk Radio because there are some listeners out there that's discouraged. There are some listeners out there that might be on the edge. They're ready to commit suicide. They're ready to throw in the towel. They're ready to say, I don't want to go through this anymore. So I'm here to encourage somebody. Somebody today don't know Jesus. Somebody today don't believe that God can do, will do, shall do whatever he said he would do. Now I'm going to stop. As I told you, this is not a popular message. This is not a popular book. We only want to talk about the Acts of the Apostles when we're trying to get something. Hallelujah. But those that come to God, you have to come as you are. He said, call those things that's not. You have to trust God. Hallelujah. When you don't have gas money, when you can't pay your mortgage and you can't pay your rent, hey, God, when you don't have lunch money to give to your children, when you don't have an offering to put in the offering pan, oh, baby, all you got to do is trust Jesus. Hallelujah. Didn't he cause the raven to come feed the man of God? Didn't he send manna every day for 40 years? While the children of Israel was in the wilderness, they said they ate good every day. They had a different menu. They didn't need no leftovers because he told them whatever was left discarded. God fed them fresh manna every day. Fresh oil. How many out there looking for some fresh oil? How many are looking for some fresh oil today? Some fresh manna from on high. I ain't talking about this stuff where folks have had in their briefcase for 10 years and then they ain't get no anointing. Ain't spent no time with God. Ain't studied his word. Ain't prayed. Ain't fasted. And then they're going to come up with that briefcase that in their 10 years and pull out something old and going to give it to you. Well, I heard my Bible say, God say I'm going to do a new thing in you. He said, I'm going to take out that old stony heart, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. God, I bless you today. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, I bless you today. I know y'all won't hear me. Some of y'all may not even like me. Do you know we have witches and warlocks come on this line? Do you know we have atheists come on here don't even believe in the Lord? I know it because I have a discernment. I and anybody have the Holy Ghost. God has gave you a discernment. We're in the Acts of the Apostles. And I'm going to stop right there. We couldn't get through this whole chapter because I want to give some time to some of our listeners. They have an opportunity to share your experience. Make a comment. I have given you what God gave me today. Unscripted. And I got a witness. Unscripted. It ain't me. It's the Holy Ghost that's using me. Sister Millie, God want to do something for you, sweetheart. He's not through. And I'm picking Sister. I'm not choosing Sister Millie. The Lord chose Sister Millie. The Lord knew everybody going to be on this broadcast. I don't know from one day to the other, Minister Tillman, who's coming on this broadcast, Sister T. Only God knows. So, Sister Millie, you be encouraged. Don't give up on your husband. Don't give up on your children. Now, I want to say this, and I'm going to do this. I'll do a disclaimer. I don't expect nobody to be in no abusive marriage, relationship. I lost a daughter to domestic violence. So if somebody's putting their hand on you, get out, run for your life, get some help. Don't stay there. And then talking about, oh, the Lord don't change him. Yeah, the Lord is going to change him. Because guess what? The Lord going to take him on. One day he's going to raise his hand. And guess what? He's going to drop dead, raising his hand to hit his wife. Hallelujah. Don't stay in that abusive relationship. That's not my message. And that's not the Bible message to us. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I'm going to go to Evangelist Ruth Phillips. Lord, before I go to her, I'm going to open up the line and see if Sister Millie could say anything today. This woman of God, Sister Millie, she has been consistent in calling in
and listen to the word of God each and every day. Confess that she has been faithful. And we love her. We've never met her. We've seen her picture on Facebook. But we love her, and she is a part of our family. And when we go to God in prayer, Sister Millie, we're talking to the Lord about you and your family. Please know that today. So we're opening up the lines to see if Sister Millie is able to say anything to the audience on today. God bless you.
You have me very emotional right now, so I can't talk.
All right.
I want to thank you, and God bless you, and I appreciate you more than you even know.
Fire. Are you feeling it right now, Sister Millie? And the Lord is working it out. Believe me when I say God's word says ye shall. He shall. God has given you a promise. He didn't tell us he's going to save our whole household because he didn't have nothing better to say. God is going to save your husband and your children. But he wants to see. See, we got to be tested first. We know the man is the head of the household, but sometimes they're not performing as such. So when they're not performing as such, then God puts somebody else in that has a little more better sense and a little more discipline and a little more unction to follow God's word. So the Bible says, Sister Millie, if you bind the strong man, then they can come in and take your goods. So the enemy wants to bind you up, but I loose you today. You are free in Jesus' name. No more shackles on her. Hallelujah. I declare and decree. You are free, and you walk in your freedom. Hallelujah. You walk in the promises that God has given to you. You are free, and I bind you, devil. I bind every work. I bind every scheme. Find every tactic, every strategy, anything that you would try to bring against the woman of God. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I send it back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, her husband going to be saved. Her children going to be saved. And then we'll declare God's generation. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let me go and try to open up this line to Minister Tillman. I believe that's Minister Tillman. Oh, God, I bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Is that Minister Tillman?
What?
No.
Mary
303.
Hi, this is Sister Rose.
Hi, Sister Rose. How you doing?
Doing well. Sister Janet again, speaking for Sister Rose. She's busy. God have her busy doing his work up in here. She wants me to speak on her behalf. Praise the Lord.
Go right ahead, Sister Rose. Go right ahead. We love you, tell Minister Tillman. Our God is excited about what she's doing down there in Denver, Colorado. And tell
yes, he is. Amen.
God is sending more help. And the man of finances. So and let her know that her neighbor is not in vain. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Rose. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Are we blessed today? We're blessed, amen, by the grace of God, amen, God is good, and I know you're teaching on the Holy Ghost, huh?
Yes,
praise the Lord, amen.
Well, we commend you, woman of God, for the work that you're doing.
Huh?
We thank God for the work that you're doing. Feeding in the community, not just the natural food, but the spiritual food. So we commend you on the job that you're doing, and God is going to send you some help in the manner of finances. So you are going to help us all with it.
Thank you. I receive that. Thank you. God bless you. your good work.
Okay.
We praying for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sister.
Amen.
This woman of God is doing a ministry in Denver, Colorado.
I don't have it before, but make a stop seeing in these women and these men of God's lives. That's preaching and teaching
the salvation. That's preaching and teaching the truth. Amen. I'm going to look to Corinthians. She has a testimony. God bless you. And we're in a home, and we're just so thankful for her opening up her lovely home for us to come and do this broadcast. God bless you. Minister Corinthians.
Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God, I thank you. I just want to say to Sister Millie, I believe her name is, I want to tell you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Prayer goes places that we can't go, and it reaches heights that we don't even see. He said that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. You take God at his word and know that his word is yes and amen. I can tell you about some things. You know, I've been through some things in this life, you know. I decided to give my life over to Jesus when I was 18 years old. I'm 39 years old now. I just had my 20th wedding anniversary, and I know what it is to be with unsaved children and to be with an unsaved husband. I can remember a time where my daughter, I got a bunch of pew babies. My kids was raised in church. I got in church when I was just a young girl. You know, I was just a young girl myself. I was a baby having babies. And I can remember when my 18-year-old daughter decided to backslide. When she turned 18, she decided that she was going to do things her way. You know, she wanted to have it her way. She got involved with some girl, and before you know it, she was talking about she was a lesbian. And I didn't know how to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't know which way to go. I thought I was losing my mind. But I made up in my mind, the Lord come to me, and he visited me one day. I used to do noonday prayer at the church where I used to attend. I used to go every day, and I would do noonday prayer. And I can remember there was days I would walk through the church, and I would just would begin to bless God, and I would tell him. I said, Lord, in the midst of everything, in the midst of it all, God, you're still worthy. And I can remember one day I was staying at the hotel because my kitchen had caught on fire during this time. This was in 2006. I was so distraught. I was so distraught about my daughter saying she was gay. I wanted to just take my life because I couldn't handle that because I didn't raise my kids like that. And so at this particular time, I was laying in a bed, and I took I had took probably about 26 or 30 Tylenol PM, and I just laid there only to go to sleep and wake back up. And I'm just laying there in the bed, and I'm just so distraught. I'm utterly distraught. I'm just, my spirit is so heavy because I don't know how to handle this. And I can hear the voice of the Lord say, am I still worthy? And you know, sometimes we begin to talk and we begin to say things because it sounds good. But the Lord asked me, and he let me hear. He let me hear my voice. Being back at church at noonday prayer, he let me hear myself telling him how worthy he was. And then he began to ask me, am I still worthy? And I had to get up off myself and know and tell him. I said, yeah, Lord, you're still worthy. We got to know that no matter what we go through, that God is still worthy of our praise. And it's your praise that's what's going to fight for you. It's your praise that's going to bring about a change. It's your praise. Whatever you need from God is going to be in your praise. I had an unsaved husband, and when I was young, my husband was on drugs at this time. This was way back in the early 90s. He was on drugs and stuff, and he was robbing and stealing and doing all kind of crazy things. But you know what, though? I began to pray. I began to seek God. I began to call different ones. I was calling all kind of prayer lines, just had everybody praying for him. And you know, God, he brought a change in his life. God saved him. He delivered him. God set him free. Now we're going through another situation, but God is the same God that he was then. He's that same God right now, and God has no respect of a person. What God has done for me, Sister Millie, he will do the same thing for you. And I tell you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You hold on to God and know that God is more than able. And if you don't give up on God, Sister Millie, he won't give up on you. And I'm telling you to be courage and hold on to God today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now that's a powerful testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
You need to be on.
Thank you, Jesus.
You need to be on tomorrow morning with Sister Billy.
God bless you. Amen. I'm going to Sister T. Amen. Then we're going to hear from Evangelist Brucilla. You got to say something. God bless
you, Sister T.
God bless you. I thank you for that message that was so beautiful, and it just came at a right time. You know, we always love God, and always try to do what God asked me to do. But, you know, sometimes you do get discouraged. You know, you look at yourself and say, why me and why me? But there's a reason why God is allowing me to go through whatever trials and tribulations I go through. And what I can say is I trust God. In my walk, and I trust him in everything that he's teaching me throughout this trial and throughout this tribulation. And I thank God for the broadcast ministry. I thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard, and all the people of God. Just pray my strength to the Lord that I just be the daughter that he's calling me to be right now. I think it's because I'm out here without no church home, and I'm kind of starting all over, but I know that the Lord is with me, so I just stay encouraged and stay in my Bible and just keep hearing from the Lord whatever it is he wants me to do out here in Oakland. It's very different here, y'all. I haven't lived here in years, but I thank God for the word of God that is always coming from the men and women of God. Pray my strength in the Lord.
We're going to pray for you right now, Sister T. I'm ready. Lord God, you heard the woman of God. She's out there without a church home, but she's not without you, Lord God. Now, God, you go wherever she is. Hallelujah. Open up the doors, Father God. Send her into Lord. A church where the body will be led to Jesus. Lead and direct the Lord God. Let the poor fellow in the streets of Oakland, Lord God, as she passing out tracks as she do, and witnessing to God tell somebody about your goodness. Now, God, every need that she has, Lord God, we're asking you to meet it right now. You can do exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ask or think. She is your child, Lord God, and you are obligated to us. You are obligated to us, Lord God. Oh, bless us, Lord God. Ever since living, Lord God, even let your blood cover in that place, Lord God. And as she's catching the buses and going to the bus terminal, spread in the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on us, Jesus. Rain down mercy. Rain down favor on our life. Favor on everything she tells, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. God, and we praise you right now, Jesus. Oh, Why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. God changed Saul's name from Saul to the Apostle Paul, made him one of the greatest apostles that ever walked the land. Oh, God can do anything, people. God can do anything. Hallelujah. He's a God that never forgets. We go and leave Evangelist Bruzilla. Oh, God, we
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I hear the Spirit. I feel the presence of the Lord. The song says, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Then another verse says, the power of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, and you can receive that power. You can receive the Spirit of the Lord. You can receive the miracles, wonder-working miracles of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. But you must believe the word that just went forth. Believe it, receive it. Speak it out. And you shall receive. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. I tell you, we had a wonderful time. Evangelist Adrian Bernard already had preached saying it. The power of God came into our prayer, faith, and miracle clinic this morning. Here in Stockton, California, and he swept through that entire sanctuary. Hallelujah. Everyone that attended was blessed. And we're yet reaping the benefit, the remains of the Spirit of the Lord yet is upon us. Praise the Lord God. And you can receive it too. You have it for you as well. Hallelujah. God is moving. He's moving in his power, almighty power. He's moving in the Spirit. Reach up and get it. The waters is stirring, jumping, launch, and receiving no blessing. Get your blessing. Oh, get in there. Don't hang up on the side of the bank somewhere, looking in at everybody else jumping in. You get it. It's for you. It's for you. God wants you to have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless each and every one of you. My prayers and my blessings is with you all. In Jesus' mighty name, be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, you know, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Anything that you have need of, Evangelist Bruzilla just said, it's here for you. Healing is here. Deliverance is here. Salvation is here. It's all here for you. You can get the entire package today. All you got to do is believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. All you got to do is call on him. We can't hear you on this side. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Oh, we thank God for having the opportunity to come in this lovely home. We thank God, and we're going to leave a blessing in this home for Minister Corinthia Jones and Deacon Anthony Jones. Hallelujah. Lord, we're asking you to bless their home. We're asking you to continue to cover them with your blood. Meet every need in their life, God. Let the check come in, God. Oh, touch even their children. From the oldest to the youngest, a great-grandson, a grandson, God, the newborn baby, bless him and his parents, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, we thank you for this fast, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for crucifying this flesh every day. We thank you for helping us to mortify these members. Oh, God, we asking you to continue to look on us, Lord God. Oh, and I'm asking the saints of God. I'm asking all the women of God, all the intercessors, I'm asking you every day to call out my sister name, Danielle Messer. I'm asking this to be the year of release. And I know if I got some saints of God, hallelujah, that's praying, serving me. Oh, God, God will release her. And he'll do it, hallelujah, quicker than we think. So call out her name. Her name is Danielle. The last name is M as in Mary, E as in Eagle, T as in Tom, D as in Zebra. Danielle Benoit Nesta. I want y'all to call her name out every day. Call her name out. And ask the Lord to release her. This is the year of release. 2013, I see my sister. And God showed me my sister. He told me, he said, you're going to be on the platform with her. Ah, when she's sitting on the stage and she's telling somebody about her story, the Lord said, you're going to be right there. Hallelujah. But God said, I'm going to save her. Hallelujah. Because what she thinks she's going to do, she won't do it. Ah, God said, she'll be tag-teaming along with you. And every business that the Lord brings us in, we're going to leave a blessing. She's going to come out, and she's going to impact some young women's lives. She's going to tell them they don't have to get caught up in the drug world. Don't let these fancy men driving these fancy cars, drug dealers, high-profile cases, come whisper no sweet nothings in your ear. She's going to be able to tell them how she did 20 years, how she thought she was in love, how she didn't turn state evidence trying to be faithful, going to the cold on the street. Forget the cold on the street. God got a cold, and his cold is in his Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation. God has a manual. Hallelujah. You can be saved. You can live right. You can have the things that God promised you. You can have the BMW, the Mercedes. You can have all these things, but it's going to cost you something. First of all, you got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said the thing, Sister Corinthians. Corinthians didn't give y'all all a testimony. Ah, she was out there. Hey, but the Lord saved her. Ah, became a young mother as a young girl. She was only a child herself. Oh, but the Lord already knew what her destiny was in him. She had a destiny to pursue. Hallelujah. The Lord never left her. Even when she was out there in her mouth, in a mess, the Lord preserved her for such a time as this. He saw Nail coming. He saw the wheel coming. Hey, he saw the shine being changed. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your children. The father is a new children. And all those that are fall. Sister Millie, before we close, I'm going to open up your line. I know you're off work and you're driving home. But I'm going to give you a chance to say something. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Sister Millie.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you. It's coming through choppy.
Okay. You're probably drifting in and out.
Yeah,
I'm on the
water.
I can hear you a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm under a lot of water, so I can't really understand what you were asking me.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you wanted to have any comments. That's all.
The only thing I could say is that God always knows to use you at the right time when I really need to hear. I don't want to keep complaining and crying about the same thing all the time, but, you know, things sometimes just seem to get worse, and I do get weary, and I do feel like giving up. And just when I start feeling like giving up and not wanting to stand anymore, you know, God uses you to keep me encouraged and for me not to give up no matter how things may appear. So I thank you and everyone that speaks and encourages me and lets me know that I'm not the only one out here with issues, and people have had the same issues with me or even worse, and they kept believing and they kept having faith, and God put them through, and I helps me to believe, like you said, that if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. You have to learn how to be patient and wait on him and rebuke the devil every time he puts anything on my mind or wants to encourage me to give up, especially with my husband, because it gets really, really difficult sometimes. So I just bless the Lord. I thank him. I love him. I do praise him and worship him through everything. Because if anything, he has given me so much strength to wake up every morning. I thank him every morning for waking me up. And I pray that none of this is going to be in vain. I know that one day I'm going to have a testimony and I'm going to be able to encourage someone else. And I have to believe I'm not going through this. Like the lady said, for nothing. There's a reason for everything, and I just have to keep having faith. So I thank you again for the encouraging words and giving me the push sometimes that I need. And I bless God for you, and thank you.
You know what, Sister Millie, I'm going to tell you this. It's always darkest before dawn. But one thing you must know, you got to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It don't stay dark always. It's only dark for so many hours of the night. But later on, baby, the sun shines. It comes out. So what you're going through is only for a season. And what you're going through, you got to know that it's not even about you. You're going through it, isn't it? What you're going through is not for you. You're going through it for somebody else. And what you're suffering, what you're going through right now, it's for your kids only, for your children when you have to suffer what you're going through. You understand what I'm saying? It's just what you're going through, it's not to break you but to make you. God don't allow nothing to come up in your life. He don't allow no test to come in your life to break you. Any test that he allowed to come your way is to make you, never to break you. This is for your making. It's for your making. And you got to know that's what it's for. It's for your making, and know that God is making you. Through this, what you're going through, it's going to make you. It's making you stronger. It's what you. This is letting you know that this ain't going to break you. This is not going to break you. This is going to make you, and this is going to become your stepping stone. And you can't give up on your husband, because if God ain't never gave up on you, then who are you to give up on him? So you can't give up on your husband. You got to hold on to him. You said this thing for better or for worse. See, I can tell you a whole lot of different things that I've been through, that I've suffered these last past 8 years. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, but 8 years. I have suffered some things. And I had to still stay with my husband in the midst of everything that he took me through. Because God let me know that if I didn't give up on you, then who are you to give up on him? And you cannot give up. You know, God said, God, he hates divorce. And anything God hates is an abomination. So you can't, you just got to hold on, and you just got to know that God can and he will. And anything that you do it as unto the Lord. You stand with him, even the times they're going to get hard, they're going to get rough. But by you stand with him, you just do it as unto the Lord. God, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing it for your glory. I'm doing it so that you'll get the glory, so that you'll be glorified. And when you look at it that way, it'll be okay. But God is going to work the situation out for you.
You are so welcome. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. But see, just be encouraged and hold on and know that I will be undergirding you in prayer. I got your back. I got you. You ain't in this thing alone. We in this thing together. We stand divided. We fall. We one. You need me just like I need you.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
So I got you, and just keep your head up and keep your mind stayed on Jesus. He told us to be not discouraged and to be not dismayed.
Yeah.
He told us to cast our cares upon him. So you continue to cast your cares upon him. And when the devil try to come against your mind with the things of the different things that's going on with your family, when the devil try to come up against you, when he come against you with those things, you just bind the devil. Tell the devil, I don't even receive it. I don't even want to hear it. I reject every evil thought and I receive every good thought. Just let the devil know, I don't even want to hear it. Devil, I don't even want to receive it. See, but when we get it twisted, that is, if the devil can talk to us, then why can't we talk back to him?
All right.
The devil don't have no place in your life. The only place the devil belongs is under your feet, and you put him there. You literally pick up your feet and tell God, I'm putting these situations under my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it under your feet where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep on declaring God's word. Keep speaking God's word, because that's what's going to move God. Your faith in his word, reminding him of his word. That's when he going to move. That's when he going to turn some situations around. God ain't moved by tears. He ain't looking at your tears. He ain't even looking at your emotions and your feelings. He's concerned, but that's not what's going to move him. He's going to be moved by your faith.
All right.
So just keep trusting in God and know that he can and he will.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, God, I'm blessed on this line today. Anything that we're going through today, I'm telling you,
after hearing this word today and hearing these women and these women of God minister and testify, I tell you, we need to have strength. And when we go back to our places of worship and to our homes, speak with authority. Speak with authority. See, we don't speak with authority. That's why the devil is always trying to mess us up and make us feel bad. Speak. Don't be timid about it. Speak with authority. Devil, you have no jurisdiction to do. You will not reign in my home today. I cast you out and open up the bed and kick him out. Bind him. Ah, we have power on this line. Power. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go. I thank God for Sister Rose and Minister Tillman today. Thank God for Evangelist Lucilla and, of course, our host at our home, Minister Corinthian Jones, Sister T. I saw my sister Dawn on the line. She's still on the line. Let me holler at her right quick. Praise the Lord, Dawn. She might be at work. God bless you. Dawn? Okay, that's my sister in Texas. She's always on the line with us. Thank God for Sister Millie today. Be encouraged. This whole broadcast was about you, Sister Millie. I'm telling you. It was about the word being spoken, but God wanted to encourage you today. And that's why he had us here. That's why he had Minister Corinthian Jones to testify and witness to you about what God can do. Hallelujah. And Cuomo, she ain't told it all. The hair if they haven't been told. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you all. Tomorrow, if you're able to get up, 5 in the morning, make a sacrifice. Day overcame. My friend, Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina, she hosts this segment, and it's only about testimony. So if you have a fiery testimony that you want to share with our listeners, please call tomorrow morning. The area code, the number is 858-683-1334. That's 5 o'clock California time. 5 a.m. in the morning, at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I try to make a sacrifice and get up and support her on this broadcast. She's been doing it about almost 3 months now, and they have had some power. We met Bishop Patterson through their lives. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Get up Sunday morning at 7 a.m. We have 30 minutes of prayer. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for you all on today, and we're going to close out with John P. Gabriel. See you on Monday. Remember, get into that book of Acts where you can have some feedback when we come back next week. Next week, we're going to try to line up some speakers because I did this whole week. I've never did 5 days of preaching on the broadcast, but the Lord told me to do it this week. Truly, God has blessed us. So God bless you. We're going to hear from John P. T. talking about faith. And you can everything you can. Amen. God bless you all. Have a Jesus weekend.
I decided to take a stand. Not knowing I knew my consequences. But I'd rather a rebel rise than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand.
Stand, well, Minister Tillman.
Stand.
For holiness.
Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, than lift up my eyes. All of our children just stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see you next week on the best place.